This is Chanel Bunger with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast, and today I'm excited to speak with regular guest from RSM, Matt Wolf, who joins us to share updates on economic trends that he's watching. Matt, thank you so much for joining me today. Would you please take it away and quickly introduce yourself and then tell us about some of the things that you're seeing out there?
Yeah, happy to. Thanks, Chanel. So Matt Wolf, RSM Director and Healthcare Senior Analyst, and you know, we study a lot what's going on in the macroeconomic environment and how that affects private equity investment and private credit flows and things like that. And it's been a really interesting week, especially now as we count down to the September 20 FOMC meeting, where you know all the markets are anxious to hear what the FOMC does with respect to interest rates. And we just got a really positive, I would say, PCE reading, a personal consumption expenditures reading, that suggests perhaps we've turned the corner on inflation, which should be welcome news to sponsors, LPs, operators, companies really not only in healthcare but across the ecosystem, as that may signal that perhaps the Federal Reserve will begin to, you know, hold rates where they are, potentially looking at cutting rates in sometime in the future, not back to zero, but somewhere maybe around 3 to 3.5%, more of those kind of historical norms. And I think, you know, again, encouraging, and the takeaway there is, you know, as the credit environment continues to settle and we all get used to these higher rates, or at least higher relative to the pre-pandemic period, again, more in line with historical norms. But as we all get used to that, we get used to what the lending conditions are like, we get used to what the returns are by asset class in this interest rate environment. And as we get some sense of maybe pause or future Fed action, that will really help support deal flow. Right. We're all kind of, we've jumped into the cold pool and the water is starting to feel a little bit warmer now, right? We're all kind of used to the temperature, and that will continue to support deal flow, especially because, as we talk about almost every week, right, there's just so much dry powder out there. It has to go somewhere. And as the sort of uncertainty and some of the froth comes out of the macro environment, we're going to see the credit cycle turnover, and we'll see more deals come and more investing in the future, right? So again, some positive, some reassuring economic data from the PCE, which is the Fed's preferred sort of inflation measure. And as we're about 3 weeks from the next rate decision, we'll continue to monitor the data. But so far, it seems like this is a positive sign that, again, some of that uncertainty may come out of the monetary policy front, and we're all kind of getting a little more used to the go-forward environment, and that should really support deal flow.
So some positive news for once. Thank you so much for walking us through all that, and thank you for joining me today on the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Chanel.